Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the 28th day of September, 2022. Well, friends, a big weather story today, of course, happens to be Tropical Cyclone Ian, just off the west coast of Florida now. It made its way west of Key West overnight and back up now toward that west coast of Florida, moving ashore in the mid-morning to late morning hours now, at least the eyewalls approaching the coast there around Cape Coral. Folks, this system went through what we call an eyewall replacement cycle last night, basically while it was over the dry Tortugas west of Key West. What that means is it kind of shed its inner eye, and another eyewall developed then. When that happened, and when that happened is when the system became a Category 4 hurricane. This became even stronger, and that's what we have going on this morning. It is continued to gain strength and will move ashore. Is simply, don't think it's sensational. It will be a catastrophic hurricane hit on that west and southwest coast of Florida. Particularly, it'll be south of Tampa now. The effects in Tampa will not be as great as we initially thought because the system is much further south. And it will move ashore somewhere around Punta Gorda, Cape Coral, Bonita Springs, Florida. And folks, the storm surge in that area, especially just to the right of where the center moves ashore, I think the storm surge may be as high as 20 feet. Folks, again, this will be catastrophic. If you still have relatives in that area and they are anywhere low in sea level in that western coastal area, urge them to get to a safe place immediately. There'll be no one that can help them once this thing begins to move on shore. First responders are not going to be able to help when you've got sustained winds of about 150 miles an hour as it makes landfall. So our thoughts and prayers with those folks in western Florida and southwest Florida. This is not going to be a good day. The next couple of days are not going to be good days in that neck of the woods. Back here in Austin, guess what? I don't think it surprises you. More of the same. Ian not having any effect really on our weather locally as a dry, stable weather pattern continues. We've been a little cooler at night, temperatures falling in the 50s and 60s, some upper 40s over the hill country. But folks, that's mainly because the air is just simply so dry. And the nights are longer now, so we're able to cool down a little more. It's not because much cooler air moved in with that front a couple of days ago. In fact, yesterday's high was 91 out at Camp Mabry, 92 out at Bergstrom. Folks, that's still above seasonal averages. So that goes to show you that this is mainly drier air, not a lot cooler air. And guess what? It holds in place across the area, at least into the weekend. I see a more of a south or southeast wind returning by the weekend and into early next week, and that will begin to return some moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. But at this point, no rain in the seven-day forecast, lots of sunshine, and that's about it weather-wise for the Austin area. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this 28th day of September 2022 on this Wednesday. I'll update my seven-day forecast and my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have a good Wednesday.